before mass started that he should have watched the Hot Wings Challenge video when I got to taste a bunch of hot wings with really hot sauce, because at the end, Father Paul, who was hosting it, if you remember Father Paul, had me read the genealogy from Matthew. Well, my lips were burning. But you did a fine job, Deacon Frank. It's also wonderful to have some of the younger kids serving in the singing in the choir, waving and serving at Mass. It's wonderful. So this is Christmas, right? Christ's Mass. And it's about many things. Family time, good food and drink, great songs and music, presents, decorations, a star, light. Am I missing anything? A baby, right? All of these other things are there because of this baby. This baby makes a beginning for himself today. But he also marks the beginning of all those other things that I mentioned for us too. And this baby can be the beginning of many other things in our lives, if we let him. It's interesting that on top of our Christmas trees, sometimes we put a star, sometimes we put an angel. The Bible has a sense that angels are the power or the force behind the stars. And certainly the Star of Bethlehem, right, that actually moved and led the Magi to this baby. The star or the angel gets our attention, but always intends to lead us beyond itself to the baby. So if we had to choose which is more important, the star or the baby, we'd say the baby. Christmas is also about light, but not just the light of the star, or the light of the angel, or the lights that we use to decorate our homes and our communities, which are always so beautiful. Right? I love coming into the house at the end of the day when the lights are off, but the Christmas tree is still shining. Christmas is a great time because of the music on the radio, but even more so, the beautiful lights that we put up that fill us with wonder and warmth and beauty. There's something in our nature that's attracted to light and to beauty. And this baby that was born on this night some 2,022 years ago, we see not only the light of the star reflected in his face, we see a divine light that shines forth from his face. St. John says that God is light. Our creed, which we'll profess here in just a few minutes, calls him light from light. The light that this baby is doesn't just light up our driveways and our streets. It comes to light up our minds and our souls. In our second reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, St. Paul tells us that God chose David to be king of Israel for a particular reason. Because in David he found a man after his own heart. A man with God's own heart. Now that's a goal. That's the goal for all of us. Who doesn't want to have a heart like the heart of God? Like the heart of Jesus? Now fast forward to the gospel today, or the end of the gospel today, where the angel speaks to Joseph in a dream and calls him the son of David. Joseph was literally a direct descendant of David the king. But I think the angel is meaning something a bit more when he calls Joseph son of David. Because Joseph, in that same gospel, is also called a righteous man, meaning that he was in right relationship with God, meaning that his heart was in the right place. So I think when the angel calls Joseph son of David, he also means that Joseph had a heart like David, his father. It's interesting, usually we say that a child takes after his mom or dad. But tonight, we can say that the heart of Joseph was like the heart of that baby born this night. David had a heart like God. Joseph has a heart like God. And the little baby tonight has the heart of God. Tonight, the father, albeit the foster father, has a heart like the heart of his son. Each and every one of us is called to be like Joseph. We're called to have hearts like this baby born tonight. And even if your mom and dad, whether you're young or old, your mom and dad doesn't have that kind of heart, you still can. Having a heart like this baby means beating for God, loving God, and loving for God. This little baby tonight certainly had needs for food and clothing, protection, love and support. But this baby was just as concerned about giving protection, love and support, as receiving it. And by the end of his life, this baby also gave food and clothing. When each of us was baptized, this baby clothed us with his own spirit of mercy and love and grace. And every time we celebrate the Eucharist, this baby comes to feed us with his own flesh and blood. When we receive these things from this baby, he's making our hearts more and more like his own, so that then in return, we can provide and protect, love and support those around us. This baby has also forgiven us our sins. And to have the heart of this baby means that we need to forgive those around us who have hurt us. The best gift that anyone could give back to this baby would be to go to someone tonight or tomorrow and tell them that you forgive them. Then you have a heart like this baby. Jesus comes to give us his heart tonight so that we can forgive and support and even to love just like he does. Tonight at this Mass, right now, give this baby permission to change your heart, to make your heart more and more like his own. And that's the homework for the week. Jesus, forgiving, protecting, nourishing, loving, make my heart like unto yours.